I like learning. Learning I like.
I like learning. Learning I like.
Today, we are joined by our first guest here, Caden.
What's up?
Welcome, Caden. Hello.
How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. And can't complain. For sure. Yeah, and speaking of that, our guest here is, how old are you?
17.
17. I, personally, I'm 31.
And I'm 40. So we have a variety of different age groups, generations.
Yeah, so. They brought me here to mold my mind. We're going to give our opinion on different topics, give different perspectives.
Yeah, definitely, you know, because we have different points of view doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. I mean, as long as we can understand each other's point of view and relate, you know, it's easy to get along.
We'll have some nice friendly debate. So what do you have on your list?
Yeah, so assisted suicide. I don't really know what assisted suicide is, but the sound of it, it sounds pretty controversial right off the bat. Like my first initial thought of assisted suicide, like, it sounds rough, but if you think about it, it certain circumstances, I feel like it could be nice instead of suffering, especially if you're disabled or handicapped and you think you're paralyzed. But I would hate to not be able to use my arms or legs and not be able to get up in the morning.
Or if you're terminally ill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually what assisted suicide is for, people who are terminally ill or just, you know, it is controversial. Like, I understand that, but also suicide's controversial in itself. But if you're sick and you're dying and you know you're dying, wouldn't you rather get your things in order and then have them slowly put you down instead of suffer through your disease? Because here in America, they just let you die. There's like, no, there's nothing we can do for you.
We don't have assisted suicide in America?
I think there's only one or two states that actually allows it.
Damn.
Canada, like, that's one of the number one or, like, top five reasons of death in Canada.
How would they put you down, respectfully?
I think it's just like any other, like, death penalty when they lethal inject you. Which is more humane than, like, the fucking electric chair.
Everybody's,
or just choking you out or something.
Everybody's initial thought to that, though, is like, damn, like, they're gonna inject stuff in me or, like, electrocute me or something.
Yeah, they're not gonna actually electrocute you. That was just, like, I was just saying that as it's more humane than being electrocuted. But, like, say you're sick and you know you're gonna die. Like, I've heard of people who have cancer and, like, they're on their deathbed and they're just, like, in so much pain and so scared and they just are miserable before they die. This at least gives them a chance to kind of ease into it more. You know what I mean? Like, we know we're gonna die. So I would choose assisted suicide personally if they were like, you have a year to live, and I knew for sure that I was gonna die. You know?
Don't say that. You don't know your life's gonna
be. I know, I'm just saying, like, if they were like, oh, you're like, I just got all of a sudden super sick, and they're like, you have a year to live, you know, do you want to choose assisted suicide or do you want to suffer through it? I'd rather choose assisted suicide.
It depends. Yeah. Like, especially how bad it is. And, like, because, I mean, if you can make the most out of it, like, I'd honestly, personally, if I was still moving and everything, I'd have, like, a bucket list of stuff I want to do.
Honestly, I think I would do that, too.
But, like, that depends. Like, if you can't, then...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would... If I had a choice between, like, going out and having fun until I die, you know, I would definitely choose that more than just, like, assisted suicide. But do you know? Because, like, there's some cases where people are like, oh, you have a year to live. You're to 6 months to a year. And then they're like, they end up making it longer than that.
Right? Damn, I know.
And what if you assisted suicide and you were going to make it?
And you cut your line short for real? Like, that's weird.
I feel like that's up to the individual, though. Because if you know you're going to die and you're ready to die, you accept it. Who's to say that it's wrong?
I mean, right?
What would you do?
I don't know, man. Because I feel like I'm still kind of old school and I don't want to say religious, but spiritual for sure. And that would still count as like a suicide. And you can't can't.
You think so? Like, yeah. It's an immortal or... Mm-hmm.
And I'll be judged for it. They'll be like, bro, that still counts. That doesn't count. Get back, you know?
I suppose, because, like, suffering is it part is of
kinda,
life.
In a way, it's kind of, like, inhumane. You say it's... Like, in a way, it is kind of, like, different. Like, someone else... Like, it still is someone else killing you and putting absolutely. You down. Yeah, absolutely.
But, like...
Not an easy job, necessarily.
Like, okay... I guess there is a line because, like, say you just want to be dead. Like, there are people out there that just want to kill themselves, but they don't want to actually do it themselves. But a doctor, like Dr. Kevorkian, you ever heard of him back in, like, the 90s? Man. He was doing this shit back in the 90s, assisting people with their suicides.
Oh, maybe.
And he was super, like, he got in trouble for it, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I bet.
Well, yeah, he probably
but
loved
But
he
was helping these people that were suffering, and they didn't want to suffer anymore. So he provided assisted suicide for them. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I want to spin the topic a little bit. Okay. And, like, what's your guys' like view after death? Like, do you want to be buried, cremated? Like, any other options? Like, what's kind of...
Well,
like...
that's a good one, yeah. You go first.
I mean, I definitely thought about cremation just because it's cheaper. Or being donated to science. But then I also heard about this diamond or tree thing. You could be turned into a diamond or a tree. Or actually, your body can be turned into, like, a tree and a root and shit.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
That'd be dope.
I saw that, too. Like, if that even is possible, that'd be...
Oh, it is.
So cool. Yeah, they, but like, I think it's more of, like, a...
In, like, a mummy type thing, and then they, like, put you...
Yeah, you're, like in a under sack it. Under, yeah. like, a sapling in a way. Right. And the tree, the roots are it supposed to grow around you. Yeah. I think that'd be so cool. Like, but, like, I don't know. I think that'd be sick, but, like... if I really had to pick, probably, like, a cemetery, like, being buried in the grave, and, like, because, like, if it came to that option, because, like, it's more sentimental, you don't really go to graveyards and visit your past relatives as much, and when you do, it's pretty, like, sentimental, like,
yeah,
when you go visit their graves and everything,
yeah, and, like, it's a memorial type thing,
yeah, and, like, when you have an urn or something, like, kind of like someone's ashes and everything, and I feel like you just don't value it as much when it's in your house, and it changes person to person, but, like, personally, yeah. I feel like that.
I mean, some people, like, when they cremate their loved ones, they keep it the urn with them.
Yeah, it's kind of like, isn't that, there but... like a Mexican culture that they, like, kind of it's the celebration of the dead or something?
Yeah, the Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead, and they kind of like
Spanish
honor
thing.
Their
Spanish.
They do. Culture. They're freaking obsessed with that. It's crazy. In some parts of Mexico, they're like that, and there it's freaking... It's kind of scary. It freaks me out a little.
Yeah.
Because they also do, like, openly talk about magic, and they still openly do little weird ritualistic things that me, our family, like, broke away from. Like, we don't do any of that anymore. But my mom used to tell me and stuff like that. They would still, like... even when she was growing up, they had weird things they would do with, like... Just things you don't do. Like, it's weird shit, man. Like, there was a trick with an egg, right? When you were young, they would take an egg. They would take an egg, an uncooked, unboiled egg, and while a woman was giving birth, right? This is literally while the baby's happening, this woman is, like, saying a prayer, and if there's any bad spirits attached to this baby, she's, like, she's trying to channel it into this egg. And then after the baby's born, they'll crack this egg, right? And then the yolk, if they did it right, and if, you know, if they truly thought, like, I want you to do this, the yolk is, like, black. Or bloody red, or crazy, like...
Has that ever happened, probably? I mean, like...
These stories go on forever.
Yeah, yeah.
For as long as you
can. Wouldn't that be, like, a developed bird inside of an egg if it's bloody and...
That's very true. It's very true, and it could have been the luck of the draw, you know? They could have got just a weird, almost formed egg. Or... Oh, you know, who knows? It just sounds like magic. And that, you know, that's weird. We don't do that shit.
Honestly, I think it's super fascinating.
It's crazy.
Like, it culture, is. Like, is so different in the world, like, anywhere you go. And, like, right now, I feel like we're so, like, the Western side of the world is just completely, it's just completely different cultures. Like, the Western civilization compared to the Eastern.
Absolutely.
And, like, Europe is, like, guilty of that, too. They're kind of like Western civilization, and They're a lot different than, like...
They are. They brought the Western civilization over to the West. So, yeah.
Well, right? Like, we're more of a mixing pot. Like, America, yeah. Like...
But I just mean, like, the culture is, like... There's the spiritual culture, which is more Eastern. And then the religious culture is more Western, I guess, in a sense. But it's also more physical and, like, scientific and all that stuff, too. hard data type of shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you have to have hard data. But when you're in a spiritual realm or spiritual whatever, you're not in the scientific physical world. You're in the spiritual realm. So, I don't know. I think the two need to be put together, though, honestly. Yeah, like, we have technology. We have all this shit that's, like, we've made. We physically made this shit. Humans made all this shit. And yet spiritualism teaches you the opposite of all that. Physical and, like...
Right? That's true, yeah. Yeah, it's gotta be a new mix.
Yeah.
It'd be a cool religion.
Like, religion and...
No, not religion.
Like, or... Even religion...
There needs to be a new term for that, too.
What, religion?
Yeah, religion. A new... Something you follow that... I mean... Cult... Our religion, like, what else do you describe a mass group of people to follow one thing? Like,
in a sense, like, yeah, I can see, like, religion. Yeah, it kind of is a cult, but in a way, it's more of, like, I feel like it's escapism in a way. Like, it's a belief greater beyond you, and, like, people are just naturally scared of the afterlife, because, like, we all live in the moment, and... We all live in the moment, and it kind of just... Death is a scary thought. You see people die in harsh ways, and you... I don't want to die like that. Or you see just your relatives pass away rough or easy. It's just not a good feeling. It's
the unknown. Everybody's scared of the unknown.
Anxiety is, like, a form of the unknown. Yeah. Like, it's the fear of not knowing what's coming. Like, that is... Like,
you know what's crazy, though, too? Like, you could literally stress yourself out so much that you could, like, pass away. Have a heart attack.
Like, that is true. That is super true.
You can
true.
Fucking stress yourself out so much that you can have a heart attack and die from being stressed out.
There's, like, doctors that can, take a blood sample, and they can actually tell, like, your life expectancy. And, like, certain things he can tell, like, you need to change this about your life because it could be something you're eating or putting into your body or, like... Yeah. Like, certain things you can only tell from blood work. And, like, he can almost put a... Like a dot on a map, like of when you're gonna die, like
it's like good,
and how you're gonna die.
Fuck.
But like that's crazy. Some people do want to know that.
They go do that, and they're like, okay.
Not me. Like, I don't want to know when I'm gonna die. Like, I want it to be spontaneous.
This got pretty morbid.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, Speaking of,
do you have any questions for me?
That was funny.
Yeah. So. I mean, we can get off the topic of death, but
go for it.
Like, what do you feel about, like, the education system? Do you feel that it's, like, working?
How educated do you think you are?
Yeah, beings that you just came out of school, like, what do you think? Is it, like, I don't know, is it equal? Or is it harder for people to, like, even focus nowadays with all this fucking change of culture and, like, gender and all this stuff, you know?
Dude, it is such a weird time growing up. Like, I was born in 2006. And growing up, like, I was honestly, like, in the middle range of, like, technology, and my parents really forced me out to go play outside and do all that. So I did have a good childhood. I wasn't constantly on technology and everything, but it was always around, and I slowly got into it more, and then I kind of, like, eased out of it in a way. I don't know, but in the education system, like, you're growing up, you, like, nowadays... Kids have a lot of technology, and so they kind of just, they're more outlandish minds, and they're kind of thinking about, like, after school. And, like, for me, elementary and everything, I think elementary is all right. They teach you pretty good. Middle school and high school nowadays is, like, kids are super adolescent, like, vaping and all of this is going down into middle school.
Not just vaping, like, the transgender movement, you know? Like,
not... Where we live in Montana, it's not as bad.
Yeah.
But, like, I haven't personally experienced a lot of transgender and gay and lesbian and all of that. I experience it more as people grow up in high school. High school's pretty adolescent. And as far as education goes, I think it's not necessarily the school. The school is a big part, but kids, they make it so kids don't really want to show up.
in a way. Like the way they teach, and a lot of teachers really don't care. Like they don't care enough because they have so many kids and
they're underpaid. We all know that.
And they are
understaffed.
Or
maybe not understaffed, but underpaid definitely.
They just, and I'm not gonna blame it on the teachers. No. A lot of it is, a lot of it's parents too and your upbringing, because you can have outside distractions and. But other than that, like, the education system, it is pretty bad, especially because of the technology. Like I'm going to be point blank honest. I cheated a lot through my high school year because I experienced a lot of adolescence. And I didn't care as much. I didn't care. And, like, certain things I can use to cheat, like photo math. I guarantee none of you guys had that.
No.
I can just
scan. I barely had computers in school.
Yeah, my sophomore year for my math class, we got this guy from Portland, Oregon. He's a new teacher, and he just came from online school. Oh, and so I had him first period, and first period math always sucks. Like, nobody likes that. And I think I was in, like, so freshman year, I had algebra, and then sophomore year, I had intermediate algebra because I got, like, the average freshman year because... Oh yeah, that's another thing. COVID year, my COVID freshman year.
Oh shit! COVID changed everything.
Yeah, my transition from eighth grade to freshman year was horrible. Like I COVID hit eighth grade year, and I became from an extrovert. I went from an extrovert to an introvert because of I was always inside and. Couldn't go out with friends or do any of that, and I was stuck playing the game, and I got fat. And
dang.
What do you think? Like, did you like it better doing school at home on the internet, or going to actual school? Not just like being in school in class or like with your friends, just being in class itself, though. Like, what did you get more out of it online or out of it in the school?
That's kind of like a given question. I mean, like, dude, you learn way more at school. Like, because you're sitting there and you're forced to learn. Like, because, like, at home, like, fuck. Like, when we got sent home, we thought it was 2-week break. And then, like, it ended up from a 2-week break all the way till summer.
Yeah.
And so, like, dude, I did not give a fuck.
Like, but it also shows you that, like, because of that happened and how little you did learn outside of school and as much as you learn in school, like, It definitely, there's like an offset of like going home and learning and you don't give a fuck too much, or even going to school and learning, but you still don't care as much, you know? Like, I don't know. For me, like, by the time my high school ended, I just wanted to leave school. I was done learning that same old shit. You know what I mean? They just kept feeding me the same bullshit every year, and I was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can only imagine, like, public school kids, like, getting this 2-week vacation that they think, and it turns into a summer. And so, like, your teachers aren't in person to make you do work, so you're like, you can hold them off, you don't have to do anything. And, like, my mom was getting on my ass, and she was pissed, and I honestly, I love my mom. Like, she did so much of my homework, like, I didn't even, like, especially because we had trimester classes. I think my first trimester was woods, second was art, and we got the teacher suspended, but like...
Woods? Oh, shit, how? Yeah,
that's a long story.
All right, yeah.
And then I had financial literacy for my third trimester, and that's when I got COVID, so I only had the class for like 2 weeks. So I didn't know anything, you know, it's like taxes and all this, and I'm in eighth grade, so...
Taxes?
So like, yeah, because it's trying to get you introduced to it.
That's good, though. Like, they should have financial stuff like that.
It is, but I got it during COVID, so it didn't matter. Like, it didn't help whatsoever.
Now, like, okay, so because for me, when I was in school, like I said, I didn't, like, I just wanted to leave towards the end. I basically failed all my classes. They forced me to, like, take all, like, they took me out of all my classes and gave me all the answers so I could graduate and get me out of there. Like, I feel like school would be better if kids, like, got to choose what they want to do. It's just like everybody has the same curriculum and everybody has to follow the same shit. Not everybody is interested in the same shit. You know what I mean? Like, if you had opportunity to, like, oh, you have all this stuff available to you, like, well, what's your talents? What do you like doing? Wouldn't you rather do that in school instead of just, like, go to class, go to this class, go to this class, and you don't even want to go to half these classes?
In a sense, like, I think I was pretty fortunate. Because I mean, like, my school got an expansion, and so we got more opportunities for more classes. I was fortunate because my brothers before didn't necessarily have this expansion to their school, so we got more classes from it.
Damn, okay.
That's what I mean, though, like, kids only go to school because they're forced to go to school, but, you know, and, like, I get it, though, they should learn things. I'm not saying kids shouldn't go to school, but I'm saying, like, the education system obviously is failing, you know?
Yeah,
like, I kids don't want to learn, like, is what they don't want to learn what we're teaching them because none of it really applies to everyday shit.
Yeah,
except for math and reading, maybe those are like the only two things kids should get taught, like basics. And then, like, okay, what do you like doing?
I think kids should definitely try in high school. Like, I think you should definitely get your GED, get your diploma.
I'm not saying they shouldn't get educated. I'm just saying, like, revamping the whole education system as a whole, like, taking it from what it is now, because obviously it's not working. You know, kids aren't learning as what they should be learning. Or, like, they're not discovering what they like to do
either. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I think, like, certain schools have different opportunities that they give. And I think a big part of it is teachers not being passionate enough and what kids put into themselves. Like, the effort that they give towards school, their mindset towards school, and a lot of that, like, trickles down from, like, your outside activities, like, who you hang out with. You're an average of the people you hang around with, and then, like, like, so, like, your mindset bounces off each other. Like, you give energy and you get energy, and
well, like, it is so different, like, between, like, private schools and public schools.
It is
private schools, like, private school kids are smart as shit, you know, but they're set up to be that
and,
way.
And like their school system is better because they're more focused. Like, there are more passionate teachers, and there's more money in it, and there's more, like, focus on kids.
How is there more money in private? Like, that shouldn't even be allowed.
Because parents are paying for, like, paying like $100,000 a year to get into these schools.
That's what I'm saying.
Central is literally $10,000 a year.
Yeah,
your public school should be just as funded, is what I'm saying. Just as well funded, you know?
It shouldn't, because, like, it's our tax dollars getting, like, divided into it. So, like, it is for the mass majority. And, like, I think a big role is, like, our cell phones. Like, a lot of it is, like, in school I notice a lot of people get a lot of dopamine hits from their phone. Like, it depends on the person. Like, they could be in more popularity or something, or strive for more attention, like, on social media. So they're always getting a lot of notifications, and they're always checking their phone more often. And then there's other people, because for me, like, my first couple of years, like, I'd always be way more focused on my phone and, like, not at school. Like, and that's a lot of kids nowadays, because they just don't care enough. And, like,
it's like it's their own little world, though.
It is. You know? It is.
You feel comfortable in your own little world.
I think a lot of it trickles down to, like, cell phone use. Like, a lot of it does. And, like, because you think about it, like, your cell phone is, like, your own babysitter. Like, a lot of people, especially in high school, don't have jobs. Like, because not all people play sports. So what they do when they go home and they, like, to unwind and watch TV or something. And it's... A lot of it doesn't necessarily benefit you, and some of it can, like, hurt your mindset about, like, you stay up too late. That could be a factor of, like, damn, I hate school because it's so early, or, like, that, or, like, it's about, like, 50% of the teachers at my school are complete ass, and so, like, actually, I'd say 75% of them, and, like, 25%, like, are really good teachers. Like, some of them, like, make you pay attention. Like, my movies teacher, hands down the best teacher I have ever had in my life. Like, he's very theatrical and drama, kind of like the way he grabs your attention is just, like, crazy. And, like, it's interesting. He doesn't necessarily, every kid tells other kids that, hey, you're going to be watching movies to get them into that class. But, like, it's more movie history, and you learn, he's so fascinating, and you do watch movies, but he, like, breaks them down in the history, and, like, how they're filmed, angles, and,
That's cool.
And, like, actors, and, like, yeah, just a lot of different, he's super cool. Like, he's a character.
Well, like, see, like, now, I mean, it's pretty much impossible to have all teachers be like that, but, like, I wonder what it is about teachers that are lack of motivation. Yes, it's their fucking, their salaries are shit, but at the same time, what's their lack of motivation? Maybe they just got the job because that's, like, they thought it would be good, and then they got into it, and they're like, oh, this sucks, and, but they're stuck there because they don't want to do anything else or whatever, you know, or they don't know how to do anything
In a way, though, you are, like, the teaching does suck. Like, you're teaching a bunch of ungrateful bastards that do not want to be there.
No, and only, like, but a third of them maybe want to listen.
Yeah. Like, fuck. But, like, as a teacher, you should know that, like, going into this society and, like, really, what you should do is just try and, like, understand that and then, like, find a way to grab your students' attention. Like, try and make them care.
Yeah.
Like, be that teacher that, like,
yeah, don't just open the book up and be like, this is what we're doing today. Make it fun.
Yeah, like, and not necessarily fun.
But not fun.
Like, there could be certain things that you do that, like, help, like, my geology teacher who, like, no one likes learning rocks, like, but, like, he made it pretty entertaining, and, like, one thing that he did was, like, no homework. Sick. And, like, so, like, that is a huge bonus. A lot of teachers will give you, like, so much homework.
Homework is crazy.
Fucking homework. Yeah. And that was, like, a bonus. And
see, like, I didn't, when I was in school, like, I tried to do my homework before I even left school, and I'd have it done before I even went home, you know, but even still, I half-assed it because I just was, like, I just wanted to turn it in. I didn't care what grade I got on it because they didn't, like, I wasn't interested in the shit anymore, you know? But then, like, when I actually, like, a couple years ago, I went to college, you know, because I paid for it, obviously. Like, you want to, if you pay for it, you want to, like, actually do it, you know? But I actually got a really decent freaking grade point average, like a 3.7 or some shit.
It's pretty good.
Like, I was an honor student, and, like, I've never got that in my life, and it's because it was something I liked to do, and I loved doing it, and I didn't have to learn anything else. I learned the classes about music, and about the business of music, and how to put your persona out there, and that was it. I didn't have to learn math, or, you know, do all these extracurricular stuff. Like, I don't understand why they have to set a certain standard for every single kid. Every single kid is different. You can't teach kids the same way, because every kid's different. Every kid learns differently.
All right, everybody. That's the show for today. Remember, ask questions, and think for yourself.
And keep positive vibes. Chin up, and we'll see you up there.